good. It was the first time Pakistan began to get a little break in the whole thing.
Exactly right. He turned the whole attitude in that security camp.
Yeah. Well, so what he just saying now is all true. Just as true as it could be. You know? What happens to that subcontinent and the Indians in the way of this? And they gobble up Pakistan. So long, Barbara, I say, they take them all.
Yes, I do. I think this is it.
That's the way the Indians are anyway. They're impressive. I mean, Mrs. Gowdy said they don't like our this is like it because we're non-white and we're doing what the whites do. It didn't justify it. The fact the whites did it, it was just as wrong. And it doesn't make them all right.
They're so damn racist. They have always been. They've always been against us on that issue. But God, even in the last 20 years, they carried the load over there and they spit in our face.
$10 billion. $10 billion
over the last 20 years. Well, this
solver's about to go back. He'll be the next
right. He's
going to
take it over. He's
the oldest. He's intelligent, he's ruthless, and who knows, he may do well. He'll develop some flaming passions in that country, that's for sure.
Yes, sir.
He'll appeal to the young.
Well, I think...
And Pakistan will probably survive.
Yes, but I think with respect to that man and Pakistan in general, that the United States has come out of this very, very well. He said that his whole attitude yesterday with Bush, he said America has been very strong in this.
Yeah.
And it didn't matter.
Well, he said, we will live with death. We changed my feelings around me. He said, I wasn't that. I am a foreign minister. She was. After the first.
Oh, yeah, it is.
There were reasons, but they went to the Chinese. I think they saw some of this coming. But whatever the reasons may be, now the important thing is to stop. But this was the way to handle it. We can build it up and have a little lot more.
But we'll
be very soft to address. Some page respects, you know, it's like you're saying, doctors, which is good, and foreigners, which is good. What is it? Do you have any further thoughts on the Soviet thing? Is it, you would say you expressed concern about our present posture and rhetoric. Your thought is to some way to keep it cool at this point. No other issue. My feeling, of course, about this sort of thing is much like a poker game.
Dynamic yet to start talking in any of that, because all of the what will be the final outcome of this is hard to say. It may turn to our benefit. I don't think it will. And I think we've got other places now that we've got to look for trouble. We've got to watch the Middle East.
But what can they do in the Middle East? Like what?
Well, I think there's going to be a great resurgence in Egypt. Here the Soviets have sponsored an action for the Indians. The time's come now to sponsor the action for them. They've proven if the Soviets can neutralize the outside powers, as they did in India, it's time for the Soviets to neutralize the United States and provide that mantle for their action. And of course, they're going to need more. Now, the difference in picture
is the Indians
could win.
The Indians could win, and the Egyptians cannot.
That's the difference.
When you talk about the Middle East, I think we're talking in terms of, not this year, we're talking in terms of later,
they can become emotional about it in that respect, because his perspective is somewhat wider, because basically
he says it's just like, this is exactly like the salvation.
No, the basic difference is
that. That's right. Because there they were back in a winner. Here they're back in a loser.
Here they're back in a loser.
Now that's true, but we just got to be sure that they don't get any false hopes of doing. Talk about the Middle East, so we have to just continue to play the game of maintaining the balance. Because now, let's face it, the Soviet Union couldn't possibly get the Egyptians ready to start an effective action against Israel within a year. They just haven't got the stuff anymore. The capacity. How could they get it? They'd have to really, they pour in a lot of arms and that sort of thing.
Well, I think they have all the arms they can digest right now. They've got more than they can digest and that they can fight intelligently. But if the Soviets thought for a minute that they could play the air protection, if they could provide the air cover, we'd have a tough go.
Oh, if the Soviets, you mean themselves,
that'd
be a totally different.
And that's a possibility, and that we're assuming. These are the stakes involved in our rolling over and playing dead here in South Asia, and we did it. And I think that's they'll know that the United States, my God, if we would risk what we risked in South Asia, I think we've gained something in the Middle East as a result of this. I think it will be bad now, and I'm worried that we don't start another round. I see the department starting to talk again about more discussions because they're going to stalemate. What will happen is there's going to be a rise of expectations, a total disappointment, because they'll stall out within 2 to 3 weeks or 4 weeks, and greater frustrations in Egypt. I think we ought to go very, very slowly on that until the summit's over.
The summit. Anyways, regarding the soul, I agree that we kick them around some, although basically, I must say that looking at the Soviet behavior, rhetoric-wise, they've been very restrained.
Very.
Very restrained.
Very.
Which must be the same. Rhetoric-wise, but we have not. But I guess the reason is that all we had was rhetoric. And they had the forces. That they must know. I think that there was a tendency to Henry became so emotionally involved in it that watching it every 12 hours or 14 hours or 24 hours and so forth, we may have not looked as balanced in the Soviet as we could have in this whole exercise. What do you think?
Well, I
see what I mean.
There was some of that.
You rush off a message, and you rush off another message, and you call it from wrong thought, and we do this. I understand why it was done. I'm afraid that we weren't getting our point across. Yet in retrospect, I think the point was across. It's always language. The point was across from the time I had the meeting with the agriculture minister, but that the Soviet could not whatever, but they just weren't getting their goddamn place with the Indians. I think it took them a while to get the Indians to come around. I think they must have, I think they wanted the Indians to knock on the dock out before.
Oh, absolutely.
But I'm not
it was part of the deal.
I'm not implying that some of our later protestations were too effective. Well,
I don't think they were. No, I think the deal was, and we had an intelligence report on Thursday, that in order to get the Indian guarantee that they would not go on in the West, they had to wait until Dhaka fell. They had to assure Gandhi that they would immediately recognize the Bangladesh.
Which they did.
They've already started in that direction. So, I think Sonia's had a problem. She's not easy.
No, sir. She was told not to go to hell. But she did not. Well.
But one thing that it all has done is it showed the Soviets that we're not going to be patsies no matter where it is, and that one side is not going to take
it. Just as well as the Europe come there. And frankly, the Soviet gets irritated.
I don't think they will.
Well, particularly, they'll put us totally in the Chinese bag, man. That's their
problem. They want this.
Yeah. And the other side of the coin is the Chinese know that they put us in the Soviet bag. We didn't have those two things going, we'd be in a hell of a shape.
No, that's right.
But at the present, I would say this, that certainly the Chinese must feel better.
I think they feel better, and that was really the difficult part of this whole exercise, is how we could do what we knew had to be done and not alienate either the Soviets irreparably or the Chinese irreparably. And we managed to keep them both on track with a greater cost to the Soviets.
So our whole plan was to say nothing more. Is that right? Tell everybody to pipe down.
And Cambodia, which is really a manifestation of their weakness, but it happens to be also the toughest thing for us to manage.
Sure.
But I don't think they're going to knock over either one, but I think they're going to give us big
step
back.
They're going to knock over. You get a lot of sense in Cambodia.
Cambodia, the danger there is an internal collapse.
Internal collapse.
Problem. I think he should become a figurehead and get out of things, and he just seems to be emotionally unable to do that. Now they've got the doctor looking at him this week, and
the South Vietnamese in that division, are they any better
living
off, or is it
Jeff
Garstel?
Well, he's done all right, sir. Not aggressive.
Well,
he's capable, but not
aggressive. It's a hell of a good diversionary tactic.
It did take some heat off. They've moved two of the regiments of that division back into Chuck. But they left the real tough regiment, 271, right along Route 6, and I think we're going to get some more trouble this week.
I mean, that's the comments, 271.
But it did. It got the other two, had to go back to protect the base where the Arvin were operating. So we still got some work to do there.
What are we doing? Just
doing
air cars?
Oh, they're using massive air, but
that's
not going to solve it. It helps, but it's not the answer.
Jesus Christ. Wonder about air power. I've got to be a command of the air throughout this little war. It doesn't mean a hell of a lot.
No. It's a especially helpful with the army because they've learned how to use it. Cambodians don't know how to use it. They don't know how to control it and bring it in close and use it like they would artillery. And frankly, where in the earlier days, where there were no Cambodians, just enemy, we could be more indiscriminate about it. Now we've got troops all around and you can kill your own people unless it's properly controlled. So it's less effective now than it was 2 years ago in Cambodia.
Thank you.